coming,
including checking nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two here of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. In November, before Thanksgiving, 295 bills were introduced in the House and Senate, plus eight appropriation spending bills. 303 total. From November 26th through December 23rd, 47 more in the House, 38 more in the Senate. They are pushing almost 400 bills. 400 bills through this lame duck session. I can't even fathom trying to know about these bills, let alone know how to vote on them. And you know what's really interesting? Every single one of these bills have been introduced or sponsored by a Democrat. Not one bill has been introduced by a Republican that's going to make it onto the schedule. There's been a couple introduced, but they're not going to be voted on. They won't be brought up in the lame duck session. Only Democrats' bills will be. One that ties in to my pet peeve: firearms, Second Amendment. As you know, we're a very strong proponent of our Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment, God-given right, in my opinion, the license for it was done in our Bill of Rights. Any man-made laws regarding firearms, null and void. Moot. Because our God-given rights were given to us, ratified in the Bill of Rights, absolutely, absolutely guaranteed. But yet, here we go. Senate Bill 1136, telling law enforcement, any weapons obtained in a buyback program must be destroyed. Destruction of firearms required for buyback programs. And who is the sponsor of all these bills regarding firearms? Communist Senator Dana Pohanky. Every single one of these she has sponsored. This woman has a real hard-on for firearms. She's got other bills in here. It's now prohibited for toy companies to manufacture, sell, and for people to be in possession of a toy that looks like a firearm. She actually introduced that. Now telling toy manufacturers they can't manufacture toy guns. We'll continue. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.
Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number two. A couple of text messages, you guys laughing at how frustrated I am using certain words. Yeah, it's not on the naughty list, so I could say that particular word. Scott Holly listening. He's coming back from Wisconsin. He's had a whole list of folks that he's been visiting with up in Wisconsin, coming back through. I guess he's in Marquette trying to get out of there before the snowstorm hits. So safe travels out there. Go slow. Don't use your brakes. Downshift. Do not touch your brakes when driving in snow, ice, especially ice. Keep those wheels turning, downshift your engine using your transmission to slow your vehicle. Unless somebody cuts in front of you, try not to use your brakes. Senate Bill 1145, education regarding curriculum. Now going to be proposed. Don't know if it's going to pass in the Senate or House and signed into law this lame duck session. But one unit of instruction will now be required. Will now be required for foreign languages. Students must receive one unit of instruction in African American. Can somebody please explain to me what the heck African American foreign language is? Is it the language that is predominant in Africa? But it says African dash hyphenated American. So, Ebonics, is that what you're talking about? The black slang of the English language. I want to ask you a question. Is that what you're talking about, Senator Camilleri? I don't understand what African-American language is. Indigenous people. Okay, that's Indians, right? Native Americans? Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, Latin American, Hispanic American, that's, I would guess, Spanish, Caribbean American, Arab American, North African, Chaldean American, and Jewish American history being required. The language and history of each one of those groups of people. I can understand the history component. That I don't have a problem with. But you're talking languages. Again, I'm not going to dive into the bill. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I have no problem with the history. Don't get me wrong. History is a good thing. How do you know where you need to go in the future if you don't know your mistakes of the past? Yes, the mistakes of the past. The way we treated black people in this country, the way we treated American Indians, Native Americans in this country, we absolutely need to understand that history. What we did to the Asian Americans during World War II, when Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, which, by the way, is coming up this Saturday. Won't be on the air. A day that will live in infamy. The day that the sleeping giant woke up and got involved in World War II. Prime Minister in Great Britain, Churchill, was begging Roosevelt, the U.S. senators, to declare war, to get involved in World War II. And honestly, we were still burnt out from World War I and the Depression. Americans did not want to fight Japan and Hitler. That history needs to be known. The internment camps that Roosevelt did in California, the Japanese people, Americans, living in our country, putting him in those camps. That needs to be learned by our kids. Pacific Islanders? Not really that important, but he's got it on the list. Latin Americans, Hispanic Americans, absolutely need to understand that better based on Biden's policies on our southern border. We definitely need to understand Hispanic Americans' history. Language, Spanish, yeah, probably would be good. Caribbean Americans, Arab Americans, definitely need to understand that. North African, Chaldean American, and Jewish American history. I got a little story about that. Donald Trump has nominated a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, Governor Mike Huckabee. Every time we see each other, big hugs. I love Mike, Janet, his wife, his daughter Sarah, who's now the governor of Arkansas, going all the way back to the 2008 presidential election when I met him. Birch Run, it's now an RV center. Met him there, got my picture taken with him. He asked me to speak for him at the Charlevoix County Republican Reagan Day dinner the next night. I'm in his book, Do the Right Thing. Go to the library, sign it out. You can buy them on Amazon for like $5 now. I've had people actually buy that book, Mike Huckabee's Do the Right Thing, and they've brought it to me at events and asked me to autograph my pages. Three pages, 165 through 168, are my words that I emailed to his campaign. Well, Mike has been to Israel hundreds of times. And when Sarah, I believe she was, I want to say 8 or 10, I'm not really sure how old she was. He took his daughter Sarah to the museum in Israel about the Holocaust Museum. They had pictures. They had dental fillings, gold fillings, that they found at those camps from the Jewish people. They had displays of shoes that they removed and made them walk around in their bare feet. Mike Huckabee took Sarah Huckabee through that Holocaust museum in Israel. And at the end of walking through the museum, there was a guest book where people could sign in, put their names, their addresses, where they were from, and any comments they'd like to make. So little Sarah let go of Mike Huckabee's hand. He was holding her hand through the entire time they were walking together through this museum. And little Sarah let go of her dad's hand, went over to the book, and wrote their names in there. They were from Little Rock, Arkansas. And she wrote a comment. I'll never forget this. I'll never forget this story. He told it in the 2008 presidential campaign trail. Little Sarah Huckabee, after seeing the Holocaust Museum, wrote, "Why didn't somebody do something?" Mike was kind of curious to see what she wrote. So he walked over to the book, saw that she had written their names in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then saw her statement. Why didn't somebody do something? I'll never forget that story as long as I live. That kind of history needs to be taught. Hitler was pure evil. But yet, the news media, legacy media, they actually said that Donald Trump was Hitler during this presidential campaign. The people that said that and people who use that particular attack against somebody doesn't know the history of Hitler and World War II. Because that H word in my book is no different than the N word. It needs to be eliminated from our vocabulary. It needs to be removed from any dictionaries it may be in. It's as egregious as the N word is to black people. And all people, actually. I don't have a problem with history. Require it? That's fine. You want all these groups of people to be taught language instruction? I don't get. But at least one unit of instruction in history, yeah, that's one bill I can support. I'm not really sure about this entire list. I don't know how relevant it is to our history here in the United States, but that's the bill Senator Darren Camilleri introduced. Other education bills are listed here. Education, teachers and administrators. Instruction and professional development on cultural competency. What the heck does that even mean? Next bill, Senate Bill 1147, create a cultural history advisory board. Cultural history. I have one simple question, Senators Camilleri, Chang, and Geese.